Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Cubizin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Consolo. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Jack Cubizen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizen hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cubizen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasbye hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Tasbye reaches second base with a double. Romano moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to second. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubizan hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Consolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tasby strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubizan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.